Blog Talk Radio.
Entertainment Report. Tuesday, I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Yes, indeed, it's a late night edition. Thank you for tuning in. Of today's topics, All Eyes on Jacktown, History of Jackson, and Hot Topics. Just enjoy the episode of JKL, Jimmy Kimmel Live. Awesome episode. Kid Ink, Travis Barker. Kid Ink happens to be a fabulous artist. I happen to be one of my favorite online Twitter friends who I connected with via Ryan Seacrest, of course. And so I just want to send a big shout out to him regarding the awesome performance that I just viewed on Jimmy Kimmel Live. But again, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. The next broadcast is scheduled for tomorrow morning for Matters of the Heart Wednesday. Okay, well, thank you, and we have a little less than 30 minutes of live streaming, and so we'll get to it. I'm back to longer programming, more audio, and meaning more music and more PSAs. Ever need to send me music, you know, you can always contact me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Contact me at my profile here at blogtalkradio.com. Also, and of course, email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com. If you network with me on SoundCloud and Reverb Nation, also those outlets also to connect with me, and on YouTube also, YouTube channel Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTURESHOKENT. So, again, thank you for networking with me and also supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Reports right here at Blog Talk Radio since the premiere show of March the 21st, 2011. Okay, well, thank you again. Here's Casey Neach.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
offered up his single. Who has been a guest on the show? And it's time for him to return and the band, Dread Days, to return also. I can't believe it's been almost 2 years. 2 years of Warrior Days when we had the pleasure of speaking with Joshy. He just provided us just the amazing story of Dread Days and how the Dread Days became about, and also stories behind some of our favorite songs by Dread Days. But, of course, talking about All Eyes on Jacktown. Jacktown is the capital city that I was born and raised in right here in Mississippi. Jackson, Mississippi, the capital city. You guys know I have many favorite other cities that I have been to, and some of my favorite cities I've never been to. But I'm so glad that I am able to network and looking forward to visiting some of the favorite cities that I've never been to and revisiting cities that I haven't been to in ages. But definitely looking forward to attending the Dallas Expo, Small Business Expo in Dallas soon, and also finally returning to New Orleans in June, July, especially for 4th of July weekend for education school. But we're talking about Jackson. With y'all eyes in Jacktown, we have a new mayor, Mayor Tony Yarbrough, who they just had a new date for an election for the new, because we're going to have a special election now, because he was city council person for Ward 6. And now that he is our new mayor, there's a job slot open at City Hall. And it's for that position of replacing him as City Council Ward 6 council person. So three people at 16 WABT. APT News, our ABC affiliate reported tonight that three people have already saying that they're vying for that new political position of city council person of 4-6 here in Jackson, Mississippi. But, you know, you can visit visitjackson.com to get so much information online, download information, and you can even print copies of requests physical. If you're like me, I like to look at things in my hand, and you can also request copies of visitors' guides, also trekking guides. And right now I have a copy of the What's Going On in Jackson Visitors' Guide, and it pretty much tells you in detail what's going on in Jackson and, you know, the Jackson metropolitan area, which includes very nice, popular hot cities like Pearl, Mississippi, Clinton, Mississippi, Madison, Ridgeland, Brandon, Flowood, the metropolitan area, very Byram, Utica, very popular city. Canton is right past Madison, Ridgeland. Jackson is a progressively growing city and most definitely a historical city. I think everyone should at least visit Mississippi at least a couple of times, and especially come visit the city of Jackson. Yes, some people think, oh my goodness, Mississippi has a checkered past. I don't know a state that doesn't have a checkered past. So this is a beautiful city, a beautiful state, just like other places. You know, of course, we deal with, you know, we're dealing with things. But overall, a very cool place, good place to, if you do live with different areas, and then again, with Jackson, most definitely to come to Jackson, just like those of us in Jackson, to visit outside of Jackson also. Jackson, Mississippi is so beautiful, where, in the vacation, should be a must. There are places where, some of us haven't been. I need to take time to go and visit. I'm a person who loves historical sites and museums and parks and stuff like that. And I know I am behind on places that I should be visiting and revisiting. But, again, you can visit the website, visitjackson.com. Also, jacksoncitysoul.com. Reading from our general information in our visitor's guide,
Texas population is around 173,514. Our climate, our winters are usually around 48 degrees, even if the cold winters are. And spring, 65 degrees. Our summers are like 81. Our summers are hot. I love summertime and hot weather. Our fall, around 66 degrees. Jackson is located centrally in Mississippi, crossroads of Interstate 55 and 20, so a lot, many of you do come through, running north and south, east and west, respectively. We're right in the center of the Deep South. Deep South in the center. We're like the same, like 3 to 4 hour drive from Memphis, which is north of us, Tennessee, where the, you know, Prince Harry and them were this past weekend for their friend's wedding. And we're also like 3 or 4 hour drive from New Orleans, which is south of us. Dallas, Atlanta, about the same amount of distance, you know, depending on flying or driving, 3 to 4 hour flight. What, 6 to 8 hour drive, depending on how you're driving or riding. Atlanta and, you know, and Birmingham is what, we're similar in fact, it's probably Birmingham. Birmingham is a progressive city. A hotel, 47 properties with over 5,000 rooms. Restaurants, nearly 300 restaurants, many with convention and banquet rooms. Cuisine, from authentic deep southern cooking to international barriers. So we are talking to my mom the other weekend. I came up with this name. I've always wanted to open the boutique salon, but you know what? I've always wanted to open like a restaurant, dance club type of establishment. Also, it was so weird because I came up with this name of a southern cuisine restaurant that I shared with my mom. And it was a good idea. You know, I was like kind of joking, but it really sounded like something that would really do. It sounded like a restaurant that could be franchised. But, okay, back to some of the information regarding the city of Jacktown that we call it. Transportation. You know, we have the Jackson Airways International Airport, which is our commercial airport, serving Jackson. And if you do have come through that airport when you're traveling, designated as a general purpose foreign trade zone, it maintains 2 8,500-foot runways and has undergone a multi-million-dollar renovation. Airlines serving Jackson are American Eagle, Continental, Delta, Southwest Airlines, U.S. Airways, Express. Daily direct flights serving Jackson are Atlanta, Baltimore, Washington, D.C., many places you guys are listening to the show. Charlotte, Chicago, Midway, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, Bush, Intercontinental, Houston, Hobby, Memphis, Orlando, Washington, D.C., and Reagan National. And some of the events, this month is May. So some of the events that we have going on this month of May, let's see, I must be skipping over May. Yes, I am. This month, well, we just celebrated Cinco de Mayo, which is this past weekend. And on Mother's Day weekend, the Mississippi Symphony Pepsi Pop is happening at Old Chase Park in Ridgeland. You can visit their website at msorchestra.com. This is an outdoor concert, and so Mother's Day weekend is a weekend. This outdoor concert presents popular music for all ages and concludes with a spectacular fireworks display over the reservoir. Bring lawn chairs and blankets and stations in the mix. I love the reservoir. This is like ages. I grew up on the reservoir. Pretty much into my East Heaven's son, my family, and all. I've always liked the reservoir. That was a house I used to always say. That's what it's mine. That's not too far from one of the, from the yacht club on the other side, and I'm like in county side. And then there's Take a Bite Out of Crime. That event was just held successfully on Monday night. But what else is coming up is the Trail of Honor. I believe what we can that's coming up is, you guys know about the Trail of Honor. Here, Trail of Honor, Harley Davidson dealership, Africa Science South. The website is trailofhonor.org. I got to check out the website and get more information that you guys can visit. 3-day living history tribute to veterans of all American wars from 1776 to Operation Freedom. Bryn Ackman's Martin Armor displays, weapons, military, helicopters, performances by the Army Aviation Foundation, and more for the Tuff family, and that is a free event. And then we have in June, the first week of June, is the Mississippi Pride Festival, so a big shout-out to the LGBT community. The first week, known as Out, A-U-T-D, like out, coming out, Outtoberfest.com. So kicking off Pride Month, June Pride Month, this is a celebration of the Mississippi Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Consensual Community, featuring many local and national organizations, groups, businesses, artists, musicians, and more. And as a heterosexual, open-minded woman who has many friends within the LGBT community, definitely looking forward to celebrating with you. And please provide me with any information so I can share with you. And if you, I'll visit the website, and also I'll send out a formal invitation to the representatives of the Mississippi Pride to come on the show also to discuss the event and how businesses and those who would like to support the Pride Month can also participate more. Then there's the USA International Ballet Competition that we have coming up. You know, that is amazing. Mississippi is a stop for the USA International Ballet Competition. Stella Mara Hall and other venues, visit USAIBC.com. That's in June. During 2 weeks, every 4 years, the USA International Ballet Competition. And I remember, I'm 45, and I remember as a little girl, I remember working hard on trying to keep that competition here. And like I'm about to share from the information here, it did begin here in 1980. I believe, in the early 80s, I remember it being a big story when Mr. Jackson took his time part to get the USA International Ballet Competition here. Again, it is written that during 2 weeks every 4 years, the USA International Ballet Competition, USA IBC, brings dancers from around the world along with students, teachers, company directors, and ballet patrons to Jackson, Mississippi. Dancers come to compete for prizes, study with master teachers, or perhaps contract a professional ball or ballet company. Visitors enjoy the world's best dance performances. The USA IBC is the official IBC in the U.S. by a 1982 joint resolution of Congress. And yeah, I'm talking about 4th of July weekend. 4th of July celebrations at the schools. Weekend near July 4th, and that, July 4th happens to be that Friday because Prince performs the emphasis on July 4th, right on that Friday. 4145 Old Congo at the students, an afternoon of barbecue and artist market, music, and beverage. And that event is free. Then the third Saturday in July is Ice Cream Safari. Visit the animals, enjoy special animal-flavored ice cream with this Centella, vanilla, berry cherry, and cheetah chip cookie dough served by local celebrities. And, you know, when that event comes around, like local celebrities and TV channel anchor people always compete. then there's the Mississippi Black Rodeo. You can visit RealCowboyAssociation.com for information. Enjoy a weekend of fun at QueerLookParade.com with the Black Rodeo. And you can visit our website for more information. So there's a lot going on from the National Barrel Horse World Youth Championships, Old Fashioned 4th of July, Mississippi Ag and Frozen Museum. When we say Old Fashioned, we mean Old Fashioned. Visit the website and you'll see. Visit ndhg.state.ns.us. The family event includes pony rides, train rides, carousel rides, games and prizes, free watermelon, musical entertainment, and other fun activities for the kids and admission. And speaking of the Ag Museum, So I'm going to really jump to August. I'm going to mention this. Top of the Hawk also, Tougaloo Art Colony happening in July. In August, though, speaking of Agnes, we're going to go ahead and jump to that. There's an event, and, you know, I'm a volunteer for Mississippi DOP, for Mississippi Republican Party, and for Kara, and for our Susan G. Coleman Foundation here, but I know you still. And so Alex Thomas happens to be one of the heavy hitter volunteers with Susan G. Coleman, also the assistant Jackson, which is here, location here. And he deals with the festival. And so we were chatting at one of the events, and I just wanted to shout him out because he's working at the Red Department. And I was, he mentioned, and I had received information already, but he was mentioning how hot and how popular and how great this particular event is going to be in August. And I didn't even know it. I know. And I remember last year they had it like in two parts, in July and August. One part was at the Coliseum, and that's a part of the Agnes. But this year, we're going to have the Poet Blues event at the Agnes Inn. And it is called the Jackson Rhythm and Blues Festival. And it's going to be August the 15th to the 16th in Jackson, and it will be at the Agnes Inn. You can go to Twitter at Jackson, J-A-N-R-N-B. R-N-B-R-A-N-D-B Fest hashtag, and also on Facebook at Jackson R-N-D Fest, and also you can call 1-800-354-7695 for more information at the Jackson Convention and Visitors Bureau. Again, it's going to be over 30 performances on 5 stages at the Jackson Rhythm and Blues Festival. Seen Ziggy Marley this morning. I believe that was on Queen with People show. But some of the amazing performers scheduled, and I have a little bit for live streaming. Dorothy Moore, Ziggy Marley, Fantasia, Denise LaSalle, Belle Biv DeVoe, Cassette Michelle, Homemade Jams, Song Dale, B. Smith, Mark Broussard, Jonathan Boogie Long, Lightning Mackum, The Delta Saints, Tonya Board Cannon, Angela Walls, yay, Angela, The House Rockers, The Peterson Brothers Band, Southern Comfort Brass Band, Sherman Lee Dillon, John Primer. These are just Pam Comfort, Box of Rush. These are not all the performers that will be performing, but definitely save the date, August 15th and 16th, and that's at the Mississippi Ag and Forestry Museum on Lakeland Drive here in Jackson, Mississippi. And it's almost time to conclude the program because the live streaming is almost over. And that's amazing. Still feel like I'm about to run out. So next Tuesday, I will do the same and continue updating and talking about what's up in Jackson. Town, all eyes on Jacktown. You know, we can talk about like some of the vacation places, some of the popular hotels. If you come here, you need accommodations, right? And so there are different places from inns to hotels that you can be accommodated at. Our old Capitol Inn, there's the newly renovated King Edward Hotel, Hilton Garden Inn. We have Fairview Inn. You know, those of you that really are history buffs and really would like to get that feel of what, feel that Southern hospitality. You know, we are known as the hospitality state. The Magnolia State, that's our state flower, and you know, hospitality is very important here. But again, I want to thank you for tuning in. There's a lot to talk about. We'll be broadcasting tomorrow morning, Matters of the Heart. And you know, some of us can move on, some of us don't really move on when we should, when because of past hurts, maybe not because of on relationship or marriage or love. So tomorrow morning we'll be talking about, later this morning we'll be talking about, moving on. Some people can just move on like it's nobody's business. Some people really, take time to really build that trust and that confidence and get back out there and have an open mind. Not that you might be seriously looking, but want to be prepared, never to be prepared. But a lot of people deal with issues or just, oh, my God, I don't want to get back out there. And some people, they might be dealing with bad breakups or just past hurts or, bad relationships or, having gone through a bad divorce or bad breakup and child being hurt, then how can we develop and redevelop and work on building that trust within our lives? Sometimes we turn away people who really, stupid error might be trying to strike. But because we have such an armor around our being, that arrow's not going anywhere, right? So how do people really move on? Feel free to chat me, and off the call. The most hopefully here at 9:06.4, okay? Now that we're broadcasting longer shows, you guys really can feel free to call in more during this live broadcast, and I can say that all of us. And remember, it's been a good year for this co-hosting speaker. Big shout out to the NBA playoffs also. We have the NHL going on too, right? And congratulations also to California, who won the Pacific Division this year. We have golf talk. We can do a lot of sports talk on Friday, of course, on Thursday. We'll be talking to Julian Sachs and, of course, Avon Broadway. So we'll continue talking about skincare with Avon and Mark on Thursday, okay? And I'm most definitely looking forward to effectively networking at the Small Business Expo in Dallas soon. Networking my Avon business and also Cookstock Entertainment and also my project with Davidson. You know that invention project that I've been working on. So I'm definitely looking forward to an effective networking in at the Small Business Expo. I hope the governor appears. You guys know that. I will be just, Governor Rick Perry, that's what I'm talking about. So I hope he appears. I need to postpone it over entrepreneurs and small businesses and also increasing jobs and last week I had seen an article in Texas. A lot of places, the cost of living is going down and the wages are going up too. So, some people say, well, you might create jobs, or you can create little paying jobs. So, anybody that can do that with the state, they say he hasn't decided either if he's running again or not. There are some people that are working on Mitt Romney running. Yeah, Bush is talking about running. He's talking about the Republican side. We almost know that Hillary Clinton probably would be running. So it's just like Jackson has some really good people running for this election here, Mayor Jackson. Look like our pool of politicians are looking good for potential candidates for 2016. So interesting. But again, thank you for tuning in. And we'll talk about other topics, Matters of the Heart, and some of my favorite celebrities. Word is out that Kim and Kanye are now mixing images Kanye with, legally, and watch out for the big celebration, the big wedding is coming up later in the month. So we can talk about our favorite celebrities, favorite news, and this news is Matters of the Heart also. But thank you again for your love and support and inspiring ideas and stories with me also. And again, want to share your story or talk about your project or your team's effort, don't hesitate to contact me. My numbers are up also. Please give a message on the cell phone if you take messages. Please sign your text message out and I'll communicate with you. Okay? Well, but thank you so much. It's been awesome. Glad to be back for broadcasting longer shows. And thank you. Thank you for listening and being supportive. So I will conclude this. Well, I'll play a little music and talk a little bit more, but I will conclude the show now, because we really have I could probably play a couple of songs. So I'll go ahead and conclude the show. I'll play a couple of songs. And, again, thank you. Here's my friend. Speaking of Dallas, I'm looking forward to seeing my friend with Sport in the Foundry. They're performing. Some of the content in the show. I can't wait to see you perform live. It's going to be so much fun. God willing, I'm not going to be with Forrest Bumpy back in the day. How much I love this thing. So, here's what Forrest is found here, and then I will say, okie dokie, forgive my song. Okay? So, thank you so much, and sending my hugs of love, virtual hugs and love for all of you. So, I think it's good to be and keep listening to that. Thank you. You've been listening to Texas Talk Entertainment. I'm Beth, a.k.a. Speaker. We'll be right back.
Burning.
Thank you again for your support, for viewing the profile here at blogtalkradio.com/CultureShockInc, KULTURESHOKENT. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Until next time, much love and sending positive vibes your way. And thank you for your love and support and sending positive vibes my way also. Again, you've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report Thursday. Now it's Wednesday, early Wednesday morning. And I look forward to spending some AM time, more AM time with you this AM as we talk about Matters of the Heart Wednesday. Okay? Thank you again. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Much love.